It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Swing and a drive, right center field. This one is falling. It's a base hit. It'll go up the alley. Rutland will score. Ruiz around third. He is being waved home. The Phillies have won the ball game. Ruiz slides. Rollins has won it. They stream out of the dugout. Yeah. Rollins ball near third. This game is over as the Phillies strike again with two outs in the ninth inning, and they have a 3-1 lead.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Live from Chickies of Peace in South Philly for the Red October Rally presented by Budweiser. Enjoy ice-cold Budweiser during all the Phillies postseason action at Chickies of Peace. Thanks to the Armentani brothers for giving us their clubhouse celebration music, which we'll be using today. Joining us on the show, a couple of guys who are going to have to deal with us for several more years, Scott Fransky and Larry Anderson. You cannot escape us now.
Goes both ways, pal.
Yeah. First of all, it's great to have the Phillies back on WIP for a multi-year deal, but also with you guys specifically, you know, you can just tell when a broadcast team not only has that bond with each other, but has it with the fans and with everyone who listens, and you guys have that, and it's special, and we're lucky to have you guys on. So exciting news for us.
There?
Yeah, that's all right. It's not like you two are the most warm and fuzzy, so I get it. So, we were talking at the beginning of the show about this sense of urgency that at least is felt, forgetting about the team themselves feeling it, but around. You know, the fans feel it. Seems like the owner feels it because the team has been so close the last couple of years. Do you feel that with this particular year, with this particular team, that they get it done this year?
I don't know that I feel any different this year than I did the other years. To be honest with you, I feel like this particular playoff is wide open. I think the Phillies are a better team than most. I think they are a better team than they were last year. I think they're a better team than they were the year before that. Does that mean they'll go as far? No. Does it mean they can? Yes. I mean, I think we've seen already what the baseball playoffs look like. And they can be over really, really quickly. Ask the Orioles, ask the Astros, ask the Orioles 2 years running.
Yeah. Hopefully ask the Mets.
Yeah,
tonight.
I mean, yeah. It can be over really quickly. So I think they're a better team now than they were a year ago. I wholeheartedly believe that. I believe that on a number of different fronts. But does that mean they win? Not necessarily.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly. I definitely thought that the first half.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one thing about this year is I don't think any team's afraid of another team, mm-hmm. but I don't think any team's confident going against any other team. I mean, I think it's very, to me, very evenly balanced right now. A lot of parity, and I think, you know, every team has some flaws. And every team has some strength, and I can't look at it and say this team is better than that team on pay, period. You know, it's just whoever plays the best, cleanest games, and I think pitching and defense has become a big part of it.
Yeah, and that's why I sort of like the Phillies this postseason. I like the seasoning of our pitching staff. I think the bullpen is stronger than it's been in the last couple of postseasons that they've gone in. And with our third starter this year, whether it's Nola who goes three or Sanchez who goes three, I think that 1-3 may be the best out there, or at least it's equal to whoever is the best out there. The bats, we know, they have to hit, they have to have timely hitting, right? They're not going to be hot through the entire postseason, but they certainly need to hit when they have runners in scoring position and even late in the game. But I just feel like that pitching staff, man, particularly with Wheeler and those other two guys, if we can get six plus out of them, I like our chances.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think you get in the playoffs, it's pitching, it's defense. I think some small ball, some bunting, moving runners, that type of stuff. And I think you have to – I don't think you can sit back and wait for the three-run home run. Right. I think you have to go out there and make things happen. You run the bases, go first to third when you have the opportunity, and that type of thing. And I think the Phillies are certainly capable of doing all that.
That's interesting, L.A., when you talk about that style of play. And we certainly know it's been needed. I think about those damn Diamondbacks last year, and they did it to a T. It's not necessarily our identity as a lineup, but recognizing that that is something that needs to be implemented in the postseason. Do you think the players are willing to accept that and embrace that if need be? Meaning that you need to hit the ball to the right side of the field to get the runner over to third as opposed to trying to hit the 3-1 home run. You think the players are willing to embrace that and accept that?
I hope so.
I think as you see it, there's so much evidence. Like, watch the Mets the last two nights.
Yeah.
And how many base hits the other way did they have? And, again, they're a team that lives by, you know, by hitting home runs. They hit a lot of home runs, and they do a lot of it, but they haven't really done it in the two games in Milwaukee. But they've been able to score some runs because they're willing to, you know, take the ball the other way. Now, the big hit, the big home run that, you know, clears the bases, puts three on the board, those are great. And, they will come in due time for this Phillies team. But I agree that, I mean, just look at Wheeler. Like, what is it, 11 starts in a row of two runs or less? Just all you need is three.
Get three runs. Yeah.
Just scratch it out somehow, and he will win you a game.
Especially
the strikeouts. You got to cut down on. You have to put the ball in play.
Well, especially in game one, because we're going to be facing the fourth starter of whoever's out there. Like, that's a game that you have to win. You have Wheeler on the mound versus whoever's number four.
I also think the fact that stolen bases are happening more now because of the rule changes makes all of that so much more important, because you can advance a guy without putting the bat on the ball. So once you do that, you don't want to waste it. And they have guys on this team. You know, Stott can steal bases. Trey can steal bases. Rojas can steal bases. Marsh can steal bases. That sort of stuff, I think, and that chaos and the fact that I almost think that that sort of stuff puts the other team back on their heels more than the home runs do.
Absolutely. I think so, too. And I think that's one thing that we saw with the Diamondbacks last year. I mean, just the guys running around the bases. Because if you have a guy going – trying to steal second, you've got movement in the infield. Now there are holes opened up. Guys can, you know, punch the ball through or whatever. And then, I mean, all kinds of different stuff happens. I will say this, Trey, over the last 2 weeks of the season, I'm not saying he's got a whole bunch of stolen bases, but he looks more aggressive on the bases. He looks like he's a little more willing to go. And I think that's a really good sign, because I think they could really, really use that for him to get active on the bases and to try to take second base when he can.
And I know it's I don't know if you saw it, because I kind of felt it as well. His defense also looks a little bit better.
Absolutely.
I don't like when the balls hit to him for the first 3.5 months of the year, I felt like it was a coin flip. And the last 2 weeks,
the way that he played in New York last weekend, that's the best series defensively he's had all year, and maybe in 2 years.
Yeah.
We can see it. The manager certainly noticed it. Whatever the reason behind it was, I don't know. But they all played really well defensively, and they're going to have to do that, because those little mistakes will kill you in the playoffs.
I think one thing LA joked about is feeling it the first couple of months, and then it was really kind of the story of two seasons for the Phillies. And I think the thing that is hard for me to figure out is the distinction between. Was the second half of the year the way it was because they got out to such a big lead and they subconsciously took their foot off the gas? Or is that team that I saw in the first couple of months in the season, is that just not the team? You know, or did we get hot at the wrong time? And that sort of thing. Is this a sleeping giant, or is this the team that we've seen for the last few months? And that's the hard thing for me to wrap my head around when I'm trying to think about them playing the other teams in the National League, because the first couple of months of the season, not only were we really good, it seemed like the rest of the National League stunk. And then all of a sudden, the Mets woke up, and the Padres woke up, and the Dodgers, they're still injured, but have woken up to a certain degree. And the Brewers even waking up. And it's hard for me to figure out what team they actually are, that they are better than the last couple of years. And it wasn't just a flash in the pan. So that's one of the things that I think fans are trying to figure out, and I'm trying to figure out as I watch them. Who are they?
I think everybody's trying to figure that out. And hopefully not the players. I mean, Bo has said you can't flip the switch. I don't know if maybe this team can, with the time off, with what they're doing to try and get ready for this series this weekend. Maybe it happens, but I hope it does.
Do you think the time off ultimately plus or not?
I think it's a plus. I think they had a lot of guys that are banged up, that are hurting, that are playing hurt. There's a whole lot more going on, I'll bet, than we know about. And I think having those days off was huge for this team. I don't buy the days off eliminates the timing or whatever. If you're getting some swings in the, in the cage and the machine and the sim games, whatever, that's fine. The Phillies were a better team than the Atlanta Braves. Yeah. They were a better team, and they played better. And it wasn't – that's just an excuse, the idea that they sat out for a few days. That's just an excuse. I think this team needed the time off. I think there were a lot of guys that needed the time off. And, does it mean they're going to come out and put 9 runs on the board on Saturday? Not necessarily, but they could. I just think they needed the time off. There are a lot of guys that are really grinding to the finish.
And yeah, I think, too, Thompson, the way he was talking, was he wanted the wild card. He wanted the bye. But I think it speaks volumes that it wasn't like the biggest concern for him to be the first team, the number one team.
Right.
He said he wanted to buy to get some rest for these guys. And that speaks volumes to me that it wasn't a matter of getting home field advantage. It was getting these guys rested where they can play home and road and be healthier. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. All signs coming out of the clubhouse is that it was needed. The players feel this way. It's not like the players are like, oh, man, I wish we could have kept going. I was in a groove. I wish we were playing. They more or less felt, whether it was mental fatigue or some physical ailments there, they needed a few days to sort of reset and get their minds right for this weekend. So, and they thought about this earlier in the season, coming into the season, and I love the fact that they took offense to the Braves sort of using that as an excuse last year. So they aren't looking for an excuse. They wanted this. They want these games at home. I'm excited for that. One question I would have, we were talking about defense a little bit ago. Johan Rojas, what do you think the strategy is with him? There's a lot of talk about when you pull him, if need be late. I think his defense is needed. All 27 outs. So that's the way I look at it. But I understand if there's a moment late in the game where you may need a big hit, do you think about it then? Or do you think Topper thinks about possibly pinch hitting for him?
He will think about pinch hitting for him, and I think he'll do it a little bit earlier than maybe he did in years past.
Okay.
Everybody remembers last year, and what was it, game 6 or 7, and he had that spot in game 7, yeah. I know Jack remembers.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
His base is loaded in the fifth.
He thinks about it every day. Yeah.
I think that's a spot where he's far quicker to make a move. Multiple reasons for that. Number one being he has more options. Okay. You know, he has options to cover center field. He has options to cover center and left field at the same time, and a better option to hit. You know what I mean? Like a more accomplished hitter, pinch hitter, what have you. But I think he's going to – I think Rob is going to play Rojas a bit. Now, again, he missed the last 5 days or whatever it was with an illness, and I don't know how he's feeling or what his energy level is like. I mean – I don't know about the scrimmage. You know what I mean? I know he got out there and played or whatever, but that could play into it as well. How Hayes feels could play into it as well. And, of course, the matchup on the mound will ultimately determine how he wants to go about it.
How do you think he's going to handle the bullpen? Is it he's got a ranking of the in his head, here are the guys I trust most, and I'm going to use the guy I trust most in the highest leverage situation. So if that's the seventh inning, that's when I'm going to use him. Or if that's the eighth inning, that's when I'm going to use him versus the ninth. Or do you think he thinks of Estevez as the closer and, you know, and everybody else leads up to that?
Speaking for myself, I think he trusts Hoffman more than anybody. Yep. Hoffman and then maybe Strom, like a 1A. And I think they get deployed based on whatever part of the lineup they feel like they're most successful against or will be most successful against. And then whatever the case might be, if that leaves Estevez for the ninth, so be it. You know, that's just how I think it'll go.
I think he'll go to the bullpen earlier, you know, obviously than the regular season, with all of them except Wheeler. I'm not so convinced that he will go to the bullpen early with Wheeler on the mound, but with Sanchez and Nola, I believe wholeheartedly he'll definitely go earlier.
LA, from a bullpen perspective, do relievers like to know this is my spot, or is it everybody's ready all the time? Like, what's the comfort level to not exactly knowing what role you're going to be in?
I think because he's done it that way for 3 years, that I think the relievers are comfortable with being ready from the fourth, fifth inning on. When I was pitching, I certainly appreciated knowing that I was going to be pretty much the seventh or eighth inning, sometimes the sixth, but mostly seventh and eighth. And mentally, you kind of set your structure, your routine to start thinking about it mentally, trying to get ready for that time. Today, it's just be ready, right? I mean, it's basically be ready from the get-go. And I think at first it might have been a little tougher for maybe a veteran pitcher, but for the younger guys and at this level and the way he's done it, I think they're used to it. I think they're fine with wherever the situation calls. If they see a pitcher getting in trouble, in their head they're probably going, hey, that phone could ring for me any minute. And you start getting into it more mentally.
I think what they get is, prior to the game, they go through, whether it's Topper or Caleb or whoever it is, they will say, hey, Hoffy, these are the guys you're going to get.
Yeah.
Strom, this is the part of the lineup you're likely to get. So when that starts to develop, and again, it's partially, you know, I mean, obviously there's a group effort of going on saying, hey, okay, we're coming around to that spot in the lineup again. Let's, you know, get your head right on thinking you're going to be coming in. It might be the fifth inning. It might be the seventh inning, whatever. But I think they're in tune with the part of the lineup, especially those really high-leverage guys, with the part of the lineup that they're going to be asked to handle.
Where do you guys fall on the Sanchez or Nola game two thing? Are you worried that, you know, Nola views it as a slight that he's pitching game three, or do you think they have a conversation with him saying, hey, we trust you in a big spot on the road. This is Chris Sanchez's first marquee start. We'd rather him be at home.
I mean, I think Nola's pretty unaffected by stuff like that. But I also think, I mean, he's a big-time guy. He probably still wants the ball in game two. And let's not forget, I mean, there's a lot of talk about Sanchez's home-road splits this year. Take a look at Aaron Nola's home road splits in postseason play. He's way better at home than he is on the road. If you're gonna rely on one number, you should also look at the other number.
For sure.
And they kind of cancel each other out. You know, I think the question they kept they probably are still even going over in their mind is what happens if you lose game one? Who do you want on the mound in game two? Do you want Sanchez or do you want Nola? Because you might lose game one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wheeler lost 2-1 a couple of weeks ago.
Yep. What I was also thinking about was game four with Ranger, you're going to have to use a lot of bullpen guys, most likely.
And I agree with Larry. I mean, so let's take the argument that you use Sanchez in game two and you're more likely to go to the pen and start matching up as you go through. You're going to use the pen more on that day, the game two day, than you are the game one day. So then you get the off day. You can burn anybody in the bullpen because you know you have a day off the next day. It allows the manager to kind of get after it and start using the bullpen. So there's a whole lot to sort of weigh there. I do think there's some matchup consideration to who they're playing, but I don't know. I don't know which way it's going to land, but, like, I mean, the Sanchez ones in the regular season, the Nola ones in the postseason, they kind of fly in the face of each other.
I agree. I don't think Nola's affected. If Rob Thompson said, "Hey, Knowles, we want you for the third game. We want to get Sanchez a home start." I mean, Nola could probably come back and go, "Have you seen my record in the playoffs? How I do at home?
Do you want to see my splits?"
Yeah. But he's not that type. He's like, I think a lot of these guys are very unselfish in that respect, whether they're pitching or offense or deep, whatever. I think they're playing together as a team, and I don't think they take offense to what the decisions are made. If the manager thinks that's going to be the best thing for the team, I think they're all on board with it. And that's it's rare, I think, but it's but I think this is a very unselfish team. I really do. And one other thing I was going to mention too about saying he can't flip the switch. The one thing that I think coming out here, no matter what they've done to get ready or how they're trying to stay ready, is the fans elevate this team. Yeah. They do. They have. They always have. I think playing at home, the fans make a difference. And it's like I said the last couple of years, there's home field advantage and then there's Philly's home field advantage. And they're two different things. They really are. For the Philly fans elevate this team, and it has. I mean, last year may be an aside, but I think they can flip. The fans help them flip the switch.
Yeah.
So last one. There's a lot of travel in baseball. It's a long season. You get on the plane. The absolute.
Wait, who well, this is for me,
the,
right?
Well, this on, in the play. Yeah, yeah.
Hold on. He went to Toronto.
Yeah.
And then he went to Florida. On. You gotta factor that in.
You sit down. Who would be the one person you wouldn't want to sit next to on the plane? Who's the most annoying person on the plane?
the same guy I'm sitting next to. No. That's terrible.
So expected.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen. Well, we appreciate you guys coming here. You've created so many memories that we remember the moment, but we also remember what it sounds like, and it's part of it, and that's because of what you do on the air. Hopefully, we have some more of those moments this off season.
Yeah, I hope so. And I mean, I can just speak for myself. I mean, we've been treated wonderfully by, you know, WIP and by Odyssey and the folks, you know, you guys and all the hosts and all the people that work behind the scenes. And I could not be more excited than we're staying right here on WIP for years to come.
All right. So,
well, it took you 23 absolutely. Minutes to say that. You know,
yeah,
we gave you
I asked you that the first thing. Yeah. And you're staring at me.
Yeah. You gave us nothing.
Just wait till up with this guy.
Just wait till 4 o'clock on Saturday. You want to see nothing. I'll give you nothing.
Awesome.
So coming up next, Bryce Harper joins the show. We haven't talked to Bryce since spring training. So, and thank you, Scott. Thank you, L.A. Bryce Harper joins us next. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for the Red October Rally presented by Budweiser. Enjoy an ice-cold Budweiser during all the Phillies postseason action at Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball
your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.